We Talk Wrestling is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Check out the Geek Nation Tours New York Comic Con package, combining all the excitement of the convention with a tour of the city and the coolest sights for the superhero fan. You'll recognize locations from films and books and visit geek culture sites like Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, these fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo. And let's just fill people in on what's been going on here.
Okay. I just told a Carlos Colon joke.
It's true, you did. You did. We were doing our test before the show.
He's a youngster.
He is. Yeah, youngster.
Youngster.
Yeah. It's been a while, though. It's been like 6 weeks since we've done a show.
And really?
It's because it's pretty hard to do a show, and all you want to do is bitch about the product.
You know why it's been 6 weeks? Because wrestling sucks ass.
It really has. We did watch Survivor Series with the full intention of doing a show.
Yes.
But it turned into it was Survivor Who Gives a Fuck is what it was.
Yes.
And then the next...
The Who Gives a Fuck series.
The Who Gives a Fuck series. And then the next night is WWE Monday Night. Who watches this shit?
Not 3 million people.
And then after that, they always fill it up with the Thursday night show. Luckily, nobody's watching this shit.
Although we do get that on Wednesday.
No, we do, because we're in Canada.
Don't want any... So no one cares on Wednesday here.
No, nobody...
In the rest of the world, no one cares on Thursday.
The rest of the world, no one's watching this shit on Thursday. Here, nobody's watching this shit on Wednesday.
Yes.
Point is, nobody's watching this shit. And then Monday night, why does anybody watch this shit is happening? And then, we're filled in. We're constantly like, oh, man.
Kelly.
Yeah, just filled in.
Yeah.
And finally we're like, okay, let's do something here. It's TLC, and we're like, oh yeah,
we're watching it.
We're watching. We're thinking it's WWE. Who gives a fuck?
LC.
and then they put on a good show.
Yeah, it was a good show. We were gonna watch just the first couple matches that we gave a fuck about, and then we were gonna start talking about other things in wrestling while that match, while the show was going on. But
yeah,
the show flowed pretty nicely, and Had a hot opener and a hot beginning or hot ending.
Yeah.
So overall, it was.
And it had a good Ambrose and Owens match.
Ambrose is the new Intercontinental champion.
Yeah.
So that's good.
So it's like, does this and at the end of the night? I mean, the crowd did not, like, they were doing everything they could to let them know, let the WWE know during the main event. This isn't what we want. We don't want these guys. They're chanting NXT, Daniel Bryan.
We want Cena. Cena sucks.
Yeah. all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah.
But by the end, they're right into... When Reigns, basically, he lays out Hunter.
When he was climbing the ladder and the League of
Nations... When it looked like he was actually going to win, yeah.
Yeah,
when
the crowd looked like the spot. Going crazy.
Yeah.
And then
like the finish.
And the crowd was booing heavily when Sheamus went up and did it. The ending was kind of weird. In that,
yeah.
Sheamus just looked surprised that he was still able to move, and then just like grabbed the belt. I was like, oh,
yeah. And the thing is, all night long, even the stuff that didn't work,
all night,
like even the match, like the Divas match, didn't work very well. For instance,
all night,
Though Rick Martel liked it.
Ricky Martel did. Sent out a tweet there about how this match of two heels is the equivalent, the TLC equivalent of Shawn Michaels and Ricky Martel from 1992 SummerSlam from Wembley Stadium. And, of course, that would make Ric Flair Sherry Martel.
Mm-hmm.
Sensational Sherry. And, yeah, Rick Martel enjoyed that that tweet.
Favorited that tweet.
Yes.
Again, that means that he's sitting there just typing his own name into his search.
Who the
Somebody's talking about me!
So yeah. Today, who's talking about Ricky Martel?
I presume everybody. Yeah. Oh, it's just We Talk Wrestling.
It is.
Yeah. Well, but he was happy.
Yeah, friend of the show.
Friend of the show now. Perhaps a future guest.
Perhaps.
But, yeah, so anyways, what were we saying? So anyways, the point being, though, I mean, they were doing everything they could. But by the end, mm-hmm. when he gets screwed by the League of Nations, mm-hmm. and then Hunter comes out and is asking what he's doing. He
got screwed by 3/4 of the League of Nations.
Yeah, we don't know where the fuck Wade Barrett was.
Wade Barrett. Well, you know, Wade Barrett was hanging out with the founder of the League of Nations, Woodrow Wilson.
Mm, makes sense. Mm-hmm. So he's sitting there. Yeah, I mean, when Rusev and Del Rio help him, you know.
Yeah.
And the League of Nations had a good night. They won all their matches. But the point is, though, that then he snaps. He beats all three of them up with a chair.
Yeah.
Hunter comes out, and all these officials come out, and Stephanie comes out to break it up. And then when he gets in the ring, he's asking what's wrong with you, and he snaps and he just beats the hell out of Hunter.
Yeah.
And I mean, he beat the holy hell out of
Hunter. And Hunter did an awesome sell job with the Vince McMahon exaggerated bumps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The chair shots, exaggerated bumps through a table.
Yeah.
Crazy spear on the floor, all of it. And the crowd is going, thank you, Roman. And it's like,
yes.
It worked. You made him seem sympathetic. You made him seem like he's standing up to the authority. The authority never gets theirs. They finally got theirs after all this time. The crowd was into it.
Yeah.
The question I have for you now is, can they bottle this and keep this going forward? Or is it tomorrow night's show or the following week's show where he's back to being booed and not being that over?
Well, I think it's, again, it's going to be tough because this was the Roman that can get over. You're talking about, I said Stone Cold Steve Roman, but it's really more like the world's most dangerous Roman that got over when he was suplexing the shit out of referees and stuff in 97.
You're talking about Ken Shamrock.
Yeah, Kenny Shamrock. Yeah. And yeah. So that's a lot like what this
was. Well, to me, this is more like a Goldberg, almost like a Goldberg thing.
But that was in matches. And this was an after-fact snap because he lost.
Yeah, it was after.
Shit,
you're right. You're right. Yeah.
And so that's fine. He beat the fuck out of Hunter. He can't beat the fuck out of Hunter for 6 weeks leading to the Rumble or whatever it is to leading to Mania. Whatever they're going to do this match.
If they put him in a session like they did on Raw, where he gets to talk for 15 minutes
that would be awesome.
And tell us how small somebody's taters are.
Yes.
Then he will be booed again the next time you put him in a main event.
Yes.
It's not going to work.
Right.
It's, again, if you decide you want him to be, if you look back at it, The Rock or Steve Austin was Steve Austin, right? And then The Rock had
Steve Austin was Steve Austin.
He was different. He was your anti-hero.
You know who The Rock was? The Rock.
The Rock had some Steve Austin in him, though.
Really?
He was a little bit more of a smart ass.
In Ricky's?
We'll get there. But he had some of that same stuff, though. I mean, he cursed all the time. He stood up to the authority.
Yes.
It's just he was a little bit more of a smartass.
He was that guy in the late 90s that cursed all the time.
Yeah. He was that one guy.
Yeah, he was the guy.
But the point is, he had some. And then when you brought John Cena out the first time, like, he was the guy. When they were going away from like the Attitude Era, he was the one guy who felt like he could have fit in when he was doing the Thuganomics thing. When he used to go out there,
that hybrid thing.
He was that. Yeah, he was the guy who would go out there and say, "I'm going to win this match because my finishing move is sick. If you don't like it, y'all can suck mine." And then hold up the mic, and the crowd would yell, "Dick!" And,
yeah,
like all this stuff that
Kelly Kelly'd run down.
You know, it was Rock Fools, a shirt, stuff like that. Like it was all this stuff that would have fit into the Attitude Era when everybody else was going away from it, which was what made him over.
Yeah.
As soon as they softened that, all of a sudden it was like, oh, he's a guy who softened, who they're putting out an album for, who can't wrestle, is at the top of the card, and it's like, we don't like him now.
Yeah.
Because you took away the only thing we liked about him.
Yeah.
And then you exposed him for all the weaknesses he had at the time.
Yes, exactly.
Right? But you'll remember when they first turned him babyface, the second week they turned him babyface, he turned, like, after a match, it was in a tag team match with Chris Benoit, and then after the match,
who?
He hit the attitude adjustment, or the time to FU.
The FU, yeah.
On Benoit.
Yeah.
And the crowd went silent and kind of booed him.
Yeah.
Because the idea, this was Michael Hayes' idea at the time, was, hey, let's turn him into Steve Austin. Let's have him be that guy who don't trust anybody, and it confused the crowd. They edited it off because it was on SmackDown. Yeah. Never made the air.
Now, in hindsight, not trusting Chris Benoit.
But the point was they were going to turn him into Steve Austin, and it wouldn't work.
No,
they did make him very much like The Rock, but more like The Rock. If The Rock and Hulk Hogan, were combined, that's what he became.
Yeah.
So he's a little bit different than either one of them, but had a lot of it. He was very family friendly. He's very, still kind of a smart ass and whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he kind of became his own thing based on those characters. When they're doing this shit with Roman Reigns,
mm-hmm.
They want to make him John Cena.
Yeah.
When he's doing the tater tots and all that shit. And that's even like something The Rock could have said and would have gotten over and been funny.
Yes.
Because he's The Rock.
Yes.
But you can't do that with him. What they did tonight, that's exactly what they need to do. But you said it. They can't do that.
How do they do that?
He cannot do that to Hunter every week. He can do that to a different member of the League of Nations if they're every fucking week, though.
That's true. That's what he needs to do, is he needs to go through them all and just destroy them.
And not in matches. Like, after matches, like, just, like, run roughshod. Like, you can't control me.
The problem, though, is
I'm anti-authority, you can't control me, and when the match is over,
right.
I'm slamming you, I'm destroying you. And that is more like Goldberg. And it's the same thing. We talk about how, WWE's idea is we got to turn this guy into John Cena.
Yeah.
Because that's where the money is. And it's okay if John Cena, when they booed him,
yeah.
The idea was, hey, we want to make you love him. They did everything they could to make you love him before they just finally went, fuck it. Cena sucks. Let's go Cena. Let's just give in. But it's the same thing. They have this idea.
As he sells shit, who cares?
Yeah, they have this idea, though, that this is the only way that a guy can be over. They could not, like, Goldberg.
Yeah.
Was as over as The Rock, basically.
Yeah.
And totally different character. And they instead would turn him into The Rock.
Well, Goldberg was just as over as he was over as Austin.
He was at that level.
The guy.
And that's who Reigns should be.
Yeah.
Right? This is who Reigns should be. But they don't know how to make... They've never made a character like that and gotten him over.
It's not...
So they don't know how.
The thing, yeah, and then when you say they don't know how, what they don't know how to do is, at this point, they don't know how not to have an authority figure storyline.
No, they don't.
So now it's, Roman is the
sand.
No, but Roman's going to go... You're talking about Roman needs to go through
Goldberg
all the nations.
Even Goldberg had his authority figure storylines at different points.
And those went over well. But, I mean, when he was over, he was beating the shit out of people, and he was going through... I mean, he had to go
and
through the
NWO. He
wasn't
talking much. He didn't have to.
No. And he was going through the NWO, and then he got tasered, and that was it, right?
Yeah.
But the thing with Roman is, he can go through the League of Nations in theory every week and destroy the fuck out of him leading up to the Royal Rumble, but the fact is now it's like you heard Stephanie, you'll pay for this, Roman. So now they've got to do this whole, now the authority has to stack the deck against him, and it's going to be Roman against the entire League of Nations now on this Monday, tomorrow.
They already did that on Raw, on SmackDown.
They
did that on SmackDown. He took on all four of them on SmackDown, and he won, I believe, by count.
Yeah, but nobody watches that fucking show.
I forgot that SmackDown, or is it nobody?
Every time they do, but and they've been doing this for months now, is that they do it on SmackDown, then they do it on Raw.
Yeah.
And so, but that's it. Is he should be systematically going through one by one, start with Wade, and then go to Rusev, and then go to Del Rio, and then end up with Shane.
I mean, he should be essentially squashing them.
Yes, but Instead,
he doesn't have to say anything.
Instead, it's going to be 4-on-1 tomorrow, and then where do you
And then he's going to open it up with a 20-minute talking segment.
Yeah.
Goldberg would never open up a show with a 20-minute talking segment.
No.
Part of the key to his success.
Oh, hell.
That's the template for him.
The beginning of Goldberg was Gene Okerlund trying to get a word with him, and he just walked away.
Yeah, and he just looked at him and walked away.
Yeah.
And again, the guy doesn't have to talk if the guy seems like he's awesome. But unfortunately, you've already kind of opened that can of worms with the tater tots and the rhymes and the Scooby-Doo or whatever he was saying.
If he snaps...
Then he can give a new character.
Then he can just take that tweak and be like, you know, I don't give a shit anymore, and buff, right?
Yeah.
And that's fine. It's not too late. But as I said, I mean, again, there's zero confidence in this company to be able to do any of that.
Yeah, no, it's true.
So they got their snippet. They'll have there'll be moments leading to whatever. Again, it's obviously the match with Hunter, but
is it a SummerSlam or a Rumble or not SummerSlam? I mean, WrestleMania.
Is it a Mania or Rumble? Yeah.
Where is it? Is that a Mania? Is it a Rumble? I'm hoping it's. I think it should be
Mania.
I think it should be Mania.
Yeah, it should be Mania. It should be that. The title, you know, again, who knows? You could do lots of things.
That's for him to destroy Hunter, and I do mean destroy Hunter.
Yeah.
At WrestleMania would be, and not be in the title match, would be better for him.
Yes.
To be in the title match.
And again.
And then he turns around.
And they talked about it tonight.
But the other thing is you have to get the belt off fucking Sheamus.
To who? And they talked about it last night. They talked about it tonight. In 6 weeks, the road to WrestleMania begins already.
Yeah.
And you know,
thank God this is fucked.
But it's what are they? Like, what are the matches? They're talking about maybe Kevin Owens against Lesnar. They're talking about Dean Ambrose maybe against Lesnar. They're talking about it looks like maybe Hunter Roman. But then what does John Cena do?
We still don't know what's happening with with Undertaker. Like, there's a lot of, you're right. I mean, that's one of the things that's very. Usually we know where they're going to go. It's just a matter of how they get there, and they might tweak one or two things. This feels like they still don't have a fucking idea.
Which is
a lot of that is because a lot of the stuff that they wanted to do, Ronda Rousey and The Rock and all this shit, looks like it's not going to happen.
Well, that's
so they're not if they don't have their smoke and mirrors, all of a sudden you got to do it based on
your have their Mania crutch.
They don't,
and so it's going to be welcome to WrestleMania 13.
Yeah, or WrestleMania 9.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This lack of...
But this time in front of 100,000 people.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, you got your lack of stars, but then you've got... you're still... It's such a weird time in the business where, like, ratings are going down, lack of stars, but these big shows are drawing, and like, you got, like... You know, they're making money because of different, you know, things, but the product sucks. It's like at least last time in 95, when the product sucks, they weren't making any money. They had to change
it. They had to change something.
Now it's like, well, we're fucking making money. So, yeah, shut up. The product, yeah, okay, fuck off.
And no one's
forward thinking enough to say that in 3 years or 4 years, this television deal is going to expire and we're going to be at a fucking 1.2 rating and they're going to go, fuck you.
Yeah,
or at least not fuck you, but I'll fuck you laugh for a lot less money.
Yeah.
Right?
So. Yeah, exactly. And they can't afford that. And that's exactly it, though. I mean, you're right. I mean, no matter what, I mean, what they're doing right now, and if it leads to a product that's less popular, even if you're making money right now, it's eventually going to come to roost. Like, it just has to. That's
the
way things work.
I think part of what they're thinking is, well, we'll build up the network long enough that by then we'll have 2 million subscribers in 5 years, and we can sustain our product through it. And okay, maybe you can if you can trade off some of the money, but it's just either way you're going to be making less money. So
you're going to be making less money. I don't know that you'll ever get to 2 million. You might get to 2 million for like your peak months.
Well,
I don't know that you can.
Yeah, not consistent.
I don't think
right.
you can ever maintain that now, right?
So,
especially like again, getting 2 million people. If you're getting 2 million people watching on Raw for free,
yeah.
And again, I mean, I know we're talking worldwide, but we're also talking who needs that much more wrestling when you have all this shit. It's going to be interesting. Also, when you, obviously the you know, I mean, we started to see the commercials for the the move of SmackDown to the USA Network. Too,
and
right?
with their new lead announcer, Mauro Ranallo.
That's a step in the right
Sports
direction.
Sports Illustrated breaking that story during the TLC pay-per-view that Mauro Ranallo, going to be the play-by-play guy for SmackDown when SmackDown moves to the USA Network in January.
That almost sounds to me like the USA Network going, give us something.
Yeah.
More to me than it sounds like WWE doing it. It's an interesting one. If you're not familiar with Mauro Ranallo, he's like...
Awesome.
Well, yeah. He started off as a manager in Vancouver.
Yeah.
When he was like 16 years old.
Yeah, like 15 years old. Yeah. As a...
15, 16 years old. He was a great manager. Very much a Jim Cornette-type character.
Yeah.
Went in to become a play-by-play announcer. Was a play-by-play for announcer for Stampede Wrestling.
Stampede Wrestling when it came back in whatever that was, 2000.
Yeah, about 2000. Yeah. Yeah, late 90s.
With Bad News. It was Bad News it in was, World
yeah.
Renown.
And then since then he called... wrestling all over the world and in different organizations. He's yeah. worked off. He had a podcast at one point on the Fight Network Daily Show on that when they had a thing going. He's called boxing, so he's called like a Mayweather fights and stuff like that. Pacquiao Mayweather, the big names,
he
right?
He did
he's the voice CBS. Of Bellator. He's been the voice of Bellator recently.
Strikeforce on CBS.
Strikeforce and stream CBS.
He was the third man there with Frank Shamrock and. And then they had the Jim Brown or John, whatever they,
yeah.
the football guy was,
yeah.
right?
And they had he's been doing a crazy amazing job calling New Japan shows on Access,
yeah, with
TV with Josh Barnett.
Barnett, yeah.
And I've seen some of that. And it's great. And so this guy's an incredible announcer. This is the best announcer they've had since Jim Ross.
Yeah.
He's better than Michael Cole. He's way better than anybody they put through their system.
Okay, sorry.
Like Byron
Saxton. Just hold on a sec. Close on. I'm better than Michael Cole.
Well, he's better than Byron Saxton. He's better than Tom. For all these years, they've been trying to build up.
Yeah, all these
guys
cocksuckers
that are what they want.
In their own thing. Yeah.
And this is what they want. And so this guy is not. He's nothing like that.
This is
like his style is very different.
Yeah.
And so the fact that they would bring him in instead of a guy that they've developed themselves and put through their own developmental says to me it's probably not their move. And again, I think it's interesting that he's going to do it because it's not like he was lacking work, working for Bellator, working for Showtime and calling boxing and working for. But like you say, he's a wrestling mark and he is the WWE.
You know what? He's a huge wrestling fan. So if that's what he got into. I mean, really, when he was 15 years old and he was a manager in Vancouver, it was to go to the WWF.
Yeah,
like make no mistake about it. So now this is definitely. I mean, whether he's short term, long term, in between term. Like Joey Styles, this is still one of those resume, you know, bucket list, lifelong dream checklist.
And the other thing is, he's very open. He suffers from bipolar disorder and takes some medication.
So he'll get along great with Vince.
He talks about it all the time. This actually would raise his visibility for that. So that's very close to him and very important to him.
Yep.
I actually think that the fact that he wants to do that could be something to do with it too.
Well, he did say, because they did an interview with Sports Illustrated, is that he's actually really loving the idea of bringing that to the world's attention, but he's also really hating it.
The point is, so all of this is all positive. You're like, okay, this is great. I mean, he shouldn't just be on SmackDown. He should be on Raw and SmackDown and calling the pay-per-views. And Cole should be out of there, or maybe Cole can be a color guy. But I mean, Cole should be, ideally for me, is out of there. JBL's horrible. Kane's horrible. Saxon's horrible. Todd Phillips. All of these guys. Get yourself a Regal and on one show, Ranallo on the other show, and find one other good guy to be a color commentator and put him in to keep it a little fresh between the two shows, and you'd be laughing for me.
See what, give Corey Graves a chance. Is he heel?
Well, I would have until you said what he said tonight.
Oh, that's true. But, I mean, that's party line stuff. But he's still...
Sheamus is going to retain tonight because he's been so entertaining. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
You know, but there's times when I hear Graves and I think he's got something. He's got potential.
Yeah, so do I. But, I mean, he's got a toe the line. I mean, you have Ardo Ocal in the system still. I mean, Renee Young was really bad in
when
NXT.
When she got the chance to actually get behind the mic and call a match...
Yeah.
She, very much out of her element. That's not where she's at her best. They've got her where she's at her best.
Yeah.
Now, but again, he's terrific. But it gets back to, it's like I thought when Joey Styles was coming in and he was going to be there, I thought that was going to be terrific.
Mm-hmm.
I thought get rid of Cole and Styles and Ross calling this stuff, it'll be great. And then it was, hey, Styles, you got to do this. You're calling this. You're calling too many moves.
Too many moves.
Yeah. You're not telling enough of the story. There's all these terms that you can't use here. Mm. And they ruined him. And he was awful.
You ruined him.
And I look at Ronaldo, and he's very smart. He's very talented. But try, go on Video Motion and go watch some of the access. Just watch
Daily Motion.
Daily Motion, what did I say?
Video Motion.
Yeah, sorry.
Go on Daily Motion.
That's where you can see some of the access TV. Find the New Japan and watch him on access. Watch like 5 minutes, just so you get an idea of his style.
Yeah.
And then watch him when he gets to WWE, and you'll know they're ruining him. I don't think this is going to work out, because that's the history of WWE. Shitty commentary and them fucking with people and ruining them. They've ruined JBL, because he was good when he started.
Yeah, JBL was good when he started.
Striker was good when he started. They ruined him.
Foley was awesome. He couldn't handle it. Foley couldn't do it with the yelling in the ear, because he's only got one.
I'm like, this is a positive step in the right direction until he fucked it up and he's gonna be
You know who would be a great team? Would be Mauro Ranallo and Daniel Bryan.
That'd be great, yeah.
Yeah.
And Daniel Bryan, they've offered him developmental, and they've offered him commentator role, and he's turned it down because he wants to wrestle.
Yes.
And he's not going to.
He's not
for 2 years until he gets out of his contract.
Yes.
He'll wrestle.
And then he'll,
independence.
Yeah. So we'll be doing this show in 2018. We'll be doing 3 years from now, we'll be doing the year-end show. And one of the big stories will be mourning the loss of Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson, as he goes and he wrestles in New Japan Pro Wrestling and probably kills himself.
Yeah, I hope not.
This is one of those things where I want to wrestle. No, it's for your own fucking good, dumbass.
Yeah.
I want to see him wrestle too, but not if it's going to...
But, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, your doctor's saying this, and he's like, well, I got these two doctors saying that, so he believes that they're right and that it is safe. And for me, I'm going, why is it worth it?
Why do you want to go in a 2-on-1 situation here? Like, if one doctor is telling you not to
enough.
Do it, and it's not fucking Dr. Nick Riviera here. This is fucking Joseph Maroon telling you not to wrestle.
Yeah.
Like, it's I mean, I understand the need and the want and the desire to do it, but it's just like, it's too risky.
But anyways, back to the TLC. I'll just say, good show.
Good show.
The guys took a lot. Everybody took every work really hard. There were some crazy bumps in that main event, and the
Salido del Sol by Kalisto on, I think it was Kofi.
I believe it was Kofi. Yeah. Oh. This is the spot of the year tonight. Happened in
off
that
the
opening
top
match.
Of the ladder, threw another ladder on the ground. Oh,
it was in the rain, but still,
yeah,
it was
in the rain, yeah.
Crazy. Oh.
That was crazy.
So, and there was a lot of crazy moves in that match, too. So, yeah.
Good show. If you haven't seen it, go see it.
Go
watch it. It's on the network.
Yeah.
There's this network now.
So, you had a... speaking of which, you paid a little extra money to get this
Blu-ray. Yes, I did.
I got my Blu-ray for Owen Hart, the Heart of Gold Blu-ray, is coming to me on Tuesday.
Yes.
You wouldn't wait an extra few days.
No.
You had to have it the day
it came
out.
I paid extra money.
Which I wish I had done. I had never even thought about that.
Give me some kind.
I was like, how did he get it before
I got
me?
An email that said
it
was going to arrive on, like, the whatever it was, the
18th or whatever.
The 14th or 18th or whatever, and I'm like... No, that's not... There we go. I was like, now it will arrive on the 10th. Yes, it will. Done.
So give us your review, your Blu-ray review.
Blu-ray review. Well, I haven't gone through all... It's still whatever it is, 5 hours or, you know,
yeah.
So I haven't gone through all of it. I watched the, I believe it's hour 7 minute documentary that they had, which is good. I mean, it's how Owen should be remembered, essentially, is what it is. Is this really read like or played like a WWE, say, call it eulogy to Owen?
Yeah, okay.
In that they had some stuff from 1996 interviewing Owen in like a, you know, wherever they were at a Mania weekend or a Europe tour or whatever it was. And so he just talked about how he you know, my son was a wrestler, or my father was a wrestler, and an amateur wrestler. I had 8 no good brothers, you know, because he's still all in. So there's eight no good brothers, and they were wrestlers. So, yeah, I was going to get in. It was only a matter of time before the baby of the family had to go in and show everybody how it was done. But, so they did that. They went through, you know, him growing up and, you know, some stories. They had Ross and Georgia. And they had them all. I think Ellie and Dean, or, no, yeah, Dean, the Dean, they had maybe one snippet of Dean, probably all, or not Dean, Smith, sorry. Smith is all they could show. Or Smith. Yes, I think the only thing Smith said was, Owen Hart was my favorite wrestler. And I think that's like all they went to Smith
about. Yeah, that's probably the only thing that he said that was legible at all.
But,
like, that was understandable, that was...
Yeah, they didn't do a lot. They didn't do a lot.
Owen Hart's my favorite wrestler.
They didn't do a lot with Bruce either, but no, Bruce is like, you know,
Russell.
I think the one spot Bruce had was like, you know,
Japs.
He's a, you know, I was known as quite the, I was known as quite the river. Like, Bruce put himself over on this, but
Bruce is such a loser. Yeah.
But I think Keith said something like, you know, I think Owen learned a lot of his ribs from Bruce or something. Bruce,
oh, yeah.
And then they went to Bruce. Yeah, it was quite the river. And then they had some good. They had good stories where it was like Ross. They would go to Ross, and then they would go to Brett.
Yeah,
they would go to Keith, and they would go to Brett, and they're both like, but they're finishing each other's sentences.
Oh yeah,
like telling this story. Yeah,
that's
told,
awesome.
They told the some of the, you know, like the Reg Park WrestleMania 4. Did you want to try me? Why didn't you try me?
Yes,
and they talked about the you know, Owen would call you at 2 a.m. and like in between, in the middle of this, like as the documentary was going, like every like 5 or 6 minutes, they would have this thing that said Owen Tales.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they would pop in with like a story.
There's probably a lot of extras on that too, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. There's lots of extras. That's what I haven't got to all of those yet. Even there's tons of those, which are great.
Just Owen stories, right?
Yeah, but it's like, you know, the stuff talking about the stuff that's on the trailer about or the preview where it's like he would have a match with the Allied Powers,
yeah,
and Yoko against the Allied Powers, and like. Lex would go to push him, and Owen would hook his thing up so Lex couldn't press him. And then Lex would get mad, and he'd tag Davey in, and Owen would run up to Davey,
right up,
and Davey would go up, and he'd press him a million times, and then Davey would put him down and look at Lex and go, "See, I'm the stronger one of the team." And they're all just laughing at Lex, and Lex is just getting so pissed.
Lex is such an idiot.
I actually have a feeling that that's the real reason Lex went to WCW. In hearing these stories,
they did fuck with them a lot. What was that great one about how he was it Lex or was it Davey Boy where he had him because he's all fucked up? He had him talking to like a statue.
Davey,
or something.
He had him
like
talking
that.
To a statue. Yeah, he was asking the statue for directions. But no, they had they talked about the.
But
the
what was part. The one with the police? Where in the car where he got the police to chase Lex or something like that?
Oh yeah, yeah. What was it that they said is Lex Luger? Sorry. This says it's stolen and it belongs to. They're saying that your name is Lex Luger. Yeah, no. They said this doesn't. This belongs to Dave Boy Smith. That you've stolen it.
Awesome.
But no, and then they had one about, you know, Owen calling the room at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And saying that you want a pizza, or Hunter's telling the story. He called me one time and he's like, "Yeah, it's complimentary breakfast." You see, he put on an English accent. "You've got the complimentary breakfast. Would you, how would you like your eggs? Would you like them poached?" He's like, "I don't want any eggs." No, it's complimentary. Just answer the question. Tell me how you like them. And then he's like, and you get so mad at him, and you finally answer the question, "Fine, yes, poached. And now about the toast?" And you'd hang up on him, and he'd call you right back. "It seemed we got disconnected."
He's doing that to me at WrestleMania?
Yeah. And then, so they went through a bunch of stuff. There's a little bit of, you know, it's a WWE documentary, so there's a few inaccuracies. They made it seem like the screw job happened, and then Pillman died. Where Pillman died the month before the screw job. So they're it was bad time for Owen, the screw job happened. Pillman died, it just wasn't the same for him.
Yeah.
You know, sort of thing. And Hunter, you know, did his, you know, Hunterism, had to get his Hunterism in there where you go, oh, fuck you, Hunter. So this one was Owen being okay with the screw job.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't say it quite like that, but it was just that, you know, Owen, whatever it was, Owen understood, and Owen didn't want to leave, and that it,
oh, yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Well, even, I mean, he...
Fuck you,
well,
Hunter.
No, but even Brett said, he said, you know, like, Owen really didn't want to leave. He was going to leave because of loyalty and such, but he really was... So when I told him, you know, no, you should stay, you know, it was like, okay, I'll stay. Like, he didn't really need to talk Owen into... staying in WWE,
because
he looked down at WCW and he's thinking like they're gonna do shit with me. So
yeah,
you know, at least there. But
well, that's what they did with Davey and Jim,
yeah, right? And the Anvil, right? Yeah. So I'm trying to think of what else did they went through. I mean, I said they had some good stuff. They had a little snippet from Paul Bearer, who was close to Owen, so that was nice to see. Just a little thing they told. One of the Owen tales was. When the hog pen match,
yeah,
and they had to get all the pigs and the chickens and stuff.
That's a famous one.
And he said, you know, they backed it in, and it's Mark Henry telling the story. And he goes, does anybody know who I need to talk to? And Mark Henry's like, before I get anything out of my mouth, Owen's like, yeah, no, I know all about this. Come over here. I know exactly where they go. Come on, follow me. Come on. And then they have Vince, and Vince is just like, I come in, and there's just shit all over the place. He's like, he goes, I knew who it was. Because I knew exactly who it was. And you go and you talk to Owen, and he was so like, no. I mean, like, to the point where, like, you almost believed that he didn't have anything to do with it, but you knew he had something to do with it. So,
that's great. And but, did you watch any of the matches on it, or is there any matches that you're looking forward to
looking
watching?
Looking forward to watching the Muck and Sing stuff. So, I mean, WCW, all
so
the
Stampede
really,
Wrestling.
All
yeah.
the matches, you know, that,
so,
you know.
Yeah.
That are there, I'll go through. But yeah, it's just it's fitting. I think you know Brett was kind of worried about it. He said
I don't know how good it's gonna be
and it, like I put it on the scale from the like the dirt worst is the Bobby Heenan one they did.
Yeah, that was
right?
bad.
This
yeah.
is better than the Bobby Heenan one.
Yeah,
it's not
probably not as good as like the Chris Jericho or Ricky Steamboat.
Yeah, like it's not like the
that,
2 hour like Steamboat or Piper one or something to that, or even some of the Austin ones that they've done. But I mean, as far as like kind of like the Pillman one,
mm-hmm.
in that same level.
Yeah,
you know,
and they're not doing a lot of these anymore. You know,
no,
we're really not seeing a lot of these anymore. They're not, they've stopped uploading this type of thing to the network. I don't think there's been a new one since the. Real Giants one.
I don't think so. Well, they had
several months ago, months ago, perhaps.
They did a Cena one. They put a Cena My Time Is Now or something.
That was about the same time.
Yeah,
that's just months ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we're not seeing a lot of these anymore. They're not putting them out on Blu-ray, and they're not.
Well, Blu-ray they are. Blu-ray they are. They got the Sting Into the Light. You're going to have the Dudley Boys one that's coming out.
But it's not like they were doing them. We're doing them.
No.
Just not at the same pace.
Well, they don't have.
And they're not putting them, and they're not putting them on the network anymore.
They
which is really kind of. There's still a bunch that they haven't.
Thing
put
is,
up.
They don't have any stars.
A bunch that they haven't put up.
They don't have any stars, so you can't do any more videos because nobody cares.
No, but you do old people still. You can still get. You can do a honky tonk one for fuck's sakes.
You know, they should do a Lou Albano one.
Yes, fuck's sakes.
But
no, but that's the thing is right again is I'm talking about like there's I can think of a shitload of them that they have done. They have yet to put on.
Well, here's the thing: they go in kicks on that, right? And so, right now, it's all about the AWA and the Smoky Mountain and the, and the old WCW, and for a time, Stampede Wrestling for 2 days.
It's too bad. I was enjoying those.
Oh, I was loving it, and then fucking Brett. Yeah, I mean, he's got to get paid for it, right?
So he's got.
They'll figure that out.
If he owns the rights to it, and they're putting it up without his consent. Yeah,
they'll figure it out, and I'm sure they'll get it on there. But
perhaps
they go on kicks with it. So when they're nice to Hogan again, that's when they'll put the superstars.
I'm not sure they will put it back up, and I'll tell you why. Because what happened with Stampede Wrestling was they put it up like they did. They put up Smoky Mountain. They put up some more WCW.
Yeah.
They put up some, you know, all this stuff.
AWA and some
Mid-South. And they put this, and I watched some of that Mid-South.
And some of the world-class stuff, I guess they got a lot more of that on there.
They got a lot more of that. But, like, I watched some of that Smoky Mountain. It was really cool. But they put up the Stampede Wrestling from, like, 1970s, late 70s.
Yeah.
And it looked great, and it was really, really, it was filmed differently. It was filmed in 16mm, so it looked really good on the network and everything like that. And so what happened was Brett owns the rights to any footage containing him.
Yeah.
They bought the Stampede library, but they don't buy the rights to Brett in the Stampede Wrestling.
Yeah.
Now, you say that they're going to put it back up, but the thing is, they buy the rights to everything they put up. They don't pay somebody for airing their rights.
Sure.
So, and Brett doesn't want to sell his rights. So...
What?
Now you're at the crossroads. Like, they're not going to paying him. They're not going to start paying because that'll set up a bad precedent.
No.
And he's not going to sell them, so I don't think we'll see them again. That's a damn shame.
Well, it's not that.
We could see the ones where he wasn't around.
Exactly. You started in 84.
86, 87.
You know, you do...
You get
the Owen ones.
You get the Owen ones, Muckensink, Great Gamma, Chris Benoit. Pillman. Yeah.
So,
all the people they want to highlight.
Yeah, exactly.
I said Benoit, right?
You did. Yeah, the youngster.
But yeah, I mean, Yushin Liger when he was first there, there's a lot of interesting stuff.
Conan,
yeah, exactly. So,
there's stuff there. I mean, if they want to put it up, they can. And again,
the whole thing is that
they're only putting a couple of years at a time up anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're putting this all up. So yeah, you could do an 86 to 88 or something, you know. Yeah,
for sure.
There.
Leave the Larry Cameron versus Owen Hart, you get a chance to see all that stuff.
Jason
the Terrible.
Strangler.
Was it Barry O who played
Barry
was the character, the Zodiac character or something like that?
Oh
fuck yeah. Yeah.
Strangler Steve DeSavo.
The Angel of Death.
Yeah, they were showing some of DeSavo. You know, like Owen just doing a move to DeSavo and had a few. It's like, oh my god!
Yeah,
but no, definitely worth getting.
Braun Strowman looked great.
Oh yeah, but definitely worth getting. Definitely worth getting this Blu-ray DVD.
And then there's one Twitter question I did want to get to, and that was from Mr. Sacco, who asked us who we think are the worst wrestling factions in history.
League of Nations.
Well, it is very timely.
They're definitely not the worst.
They're not the worst.
The problem is
they might be the worst of the main event.
Well, yeah, I was going to say they're very good mid to upper mid card act.
Higher than that in the card because of everything. That's where you're right. Where the problem is.
That's just the problem. I had nothing against putting all these guys who have been. Quite frankly, main eventers at some point, but are mostly slotted in that upper mid
even if you have a guy who's
Wade
like
Barrett's been a jobber, but still, the rest of them have generally been in that upper mid card spot for most of their careers. So it's not bad, but I mean, if you go back, there's been some really shitty factions. I mean, I mentioned when we were watching TLC about the Truth Commission.
They're one of the worst. They were a bad faction.
Yeah. Yeah, Kurgan. It was really... I mean, 1997 faction warfare had engulfed the World Wrestling Federation.
And the thing is, the group that I think of was Los Barriquas. For me,
I still think that the Truth Commission was a notch below the Barriquas.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think so.
So, the Barriquas did at least have Savio Vega. And he was higher than anybody in the Truth Commission.
And he was a Latin sensation.
That's right.
And a Caribbean legend.
But they were just, for me, that I'm like, you get something like the Blue World Order. The Blue World Order was terrible, but we knew that they were terrible. That was part of the joke.
Yeah, that was...
So it's okay.
Yeah.
Because it was a parody, and they were, they were terrible, but they were meant to be terrible.
You think of, like, the Mexicools.
Yeah.
It was a shitty name, but
the talent was there.
The talent was
crazy. Way more talent than you had in Truth Commission, or at least Los Barriquas, right?
JBL's cabinet was bad.
JBL's cabinet was bad, but that's booking because there was talent there.
Well,
Damaja. I mean, come on, he was good.
Well, but they were the Bashams, right?
They were the Bashams. The Bashams were not good. Bashams should have been good.
Yeah, they should have been good, but they were
good
never given a chance
in
to
OVW.
Be good.
You're right, and Orlando Jordan's not very good.
Well, they never
which.
Yeah,
I
you ran into Orlando.
I don't know what it was. I'm getting. It's like there's a restaurant here, and I don't know if it's all over the world or all over just Canada here. It's called Ricky's. It's kind of like a Denny's.
Yeah.
Think Denny's, but maybe it tries to be a little higher class than Denny's.
Really?
But it's very much like a Denny's wanting to be a little more. That one right there was the ad on this.
Yes, you want to date
beautiful
Russian
singles? A bookmark that for me.
Okay,
send me the link. But, yeah, so it's kind of like that. And I had to get my tires. I had new tires put on my car. And I need to, it's going to take an hour and a half. So I decided to go get myself some breakfast and read a little. And I was at there. And it's like 10:30, and it's a Saturday morning. And, it's nice out and everything like that. And I ate, and I go to use the washroom afterwards. So I drank a lot of coffee. And there's only one stall, one bathroom stall, one urinal in this place. It's a small bathroom. And there's two adult men's voices coming out of the stall.
Huh.
The same time, and I thought maybe it was like a kid,
like a son is getting help.
He's like, but then I'm like, no, those are two different adult male voices. And I thought, well, maybe one of them has like some sort of
a retard.
Yeah, well, I wasn't gonna say that word, but I was gonna say it has some sort of disability.
Uh huh.
And then I could tell, no, because you can tell. And then when the other noises started happening that were not, noises of, weren't normal bathroom noises, more like noises you would hear.
Bedroom noises?
Yeah, more like bedroom noises. And I'm at the urinal, and I'm hoping, I wanted it to go a little faster, but I couldn't concentrate on what I was doing. I really needed to go, but I couldn't get it started because I was distracted by the butt fucking that was happening about 4 feet from me. And, the butt fucking was stopping me from urination.
Right.
So I was just sitting there hearing the butt fucking for much longer than I was comfortable with.
Uh huh.
And then.
So what you're saying is that there was butt fucking, so you couldn't pee, and it was uncomfortable.
Uh huh. So eventually I was able to get it going.
Uh huh. The butt fucking?
Yeah, and I went to leave, and I was thinking, they must know I'm here. They just don't see the. To care at all.
Yeah.
And they're making a goodly amount of noises at this point. And I stopped and I looked at that stall for a while, for probably about 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. I thought, I want to say something.
Yeah.
And then I thought, but I shouldn't. So I stepped out. I washed my hands. I usually have a thing I do where I heard that in order to clean your hands properly, you have to have the soap on it for 30 seconds for it to get rid of everything. But I'd say maybe 5 seconds of soap. I want it out of there. I don't know if my hands are still clean. Because that was the last time I washed them. It was 3 days ago.
Right.
But yesterday, same thing.
Same, yeah.
Well, it'll be 3 days from now before I do wash them.
Yeah.
But so I got outside. And first thing I do is I step outside. And finally, it's bright out there. And I look over at a table. And there's a mother and her three young children, probably 6, 8, and 10.
Mm.
And it was my instinct to say to them, there's butt-fucking happening right there.
Right.
But I did stop myself, luckily. Barely.
Barely.
Wanted to scream it.
Yeah.
That there's butt fucking right behind us. Because I thought, what if they walk in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, all I'm saying is have a little dignity. I don't care what you do. Hey, if it's 1 o'clock in the morning and you're drinking and these things happen and you're male, you're female, I don't even care that shit. It would be uncomfortable, but I can kind of get it. But at a Ricky's.
Yeah.
It's not a Dickie's. It's a Ricky's. Yes, you can get sausage to go, but that's not what they mean. What I'm saying is, when you're there, have a little humility, and maybe not do the butt fucking in the bathroom at 10:30 on a Saturday morning.
The hard part was when you were done your breakfast. The waitress said, "Would you like me to package up that sausage for you?" I'm only kidding. You don't leave food.
We can wrap it to go.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Wow.
So Orlando Jordan was in Calgary.
Orlando Jordan was here. Absolutely. That's nice of him. To stop by Ricky's.
So anyways, Ricky's is the worst faction.
Ricky's, yes.
In wrestling history.
Let's think about some other factions that that suck ass, speaking of the cabinet.
Well, I mean, look, you know who sucked? The Core.
Yeah, the Core.
The Core sucked
ass. The Core was bad, yeah. The Core was bad.
The Core was really, really bad. You know who else sucked? The Dudes with Attitude in WCW.
That was bad. That was bad.
That was bad. That was like a main event group, and had like JYD at the time.
Yeah, the Steiners.
Yeah.
The No Limit Soldiers.
Holy fuck! Holy, you might have the winner.
Hootie
Horseshit.
Oh yes,
that might be the winner.
Hootie, who the fuck thought that was a good idea?
Especially but, I mean,
WCW had lots of shit. You know, they had the Misfits in Action.
I like that. You know, no, wait, no, that wasn't the one I liked. Sorry. No, that was awful.
Yeah.
That was awful.
That was awful.
That was with General Rectum.
Yeah.
And Lieutenant Loco.
Loco and Corporal Cajun.
Yeah.
And Lieutenant Stash.
G.I. Bro.
The best story
yeah,
about
Major,
that was
Major Stacks or something like
Major
that.
Major Guns.
Major Guns. That's
the big
it.
Chicks, tits. And then they had AWOL.
Yes, that's right.
That's AWOL.
That's AWOL.
The best about this, though, was that this encompasses WCW. In the Misfits in Action, you had, like, Lieutenant Loco.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Corporal Cajun. And then you had Private Stash. Right?
Yes.
It was Van Hammer.
Yes.
And he complained.
This was great, actually. I remember this.
He complained because he was only a private. And it, like
so he was the lowest,
lowest
rank guy.
Like Chavo got to be a lieutenant. What the fuck?
And I'm a private in this fake rustling angle that's only about names and not actually ranking. You're such a mark.
Yes.
And you're there, Van Hammer, that you needed to get a... And he did. He actually got a new name. I can't remember what it was.
I forget. They gave
him...
He became like Corporal Stash or something.
Yeah,
after. They gave him a promotion. and then jobbed him out.
Yeah.
But
you know who else sucked was Three Count. Not because... But the reason why they sucked was because the leader was Evan Courageous, who was the least talented of the three. The other two were Shannon Moore and Gregory Helms, a.k.a. Shane Helms.
I'm trying to think of any other shitty...
The Hurricane. Right? So the worst guy, when the worst guy is the leader, that's going to be a bad group.
There was some shitty... I mean that cosmic wasteland that didn't last very long or maybe is still around is pretty stupid.
No, this whole thing. Well, I mean, they're... Yeah,
but they're jobbers, thing,
yeah.
So I mean, that's okay, right?
Yeah.
It's not like the League, right, where they're trying to put them out. But and then they kind of fit together, but still, it's just...
Yeah.
One of those things, I don't know. So those are shitty factions.
Those are some
shitty
factions.
Shitty factions.
All right. Let's do NXT TakeOver preview real quick here.
Yeah, real quick.
And then we're going to do a final battle preview real quick.
What?
So NXT TakeOver, I got it right here.
Cool.
It's going to open up. We got Asuka vs. Emma.
Asuka.
With Asuka.
They were in Ricky's.
Asuka. Yes, Asuka versus Emma with Dana Brooke in her corner in a singles match. That should be...
It'll be good.
It'll be good. Every time Asuka... I can't say the name.
Well, you know who's...
How do you say it? How do you pronounce it?
Ascunt.
I don't think I'll do that either. So, that should be a good match, and she'll win.
Yes.
Asuka, that is.
Asuka shall win.
Yes. Apollo Crews versus Baron Corbin. This will be very interesting because Corbin has improved, and he's actually a really good persona. But the problem is he still has a ways to go.
Yeah.
Apollo Crews is not used to having to carry people. He's used to being in there with guys like Ricochet and Neville, and now like a Finn Balor recently, and he has great matches with them. But this is a different thing where he's the smaller guy.
Yeah.
And he is, he's a younger guy, but he's the one, he's like 6 years younger, but he has to actually carry the match.
It's going to be interesting.
So it's going to be interesting. I'm not sure how this is going to work out.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see who goes over, too.
Actually, it'll be very interesting to see who goes over. I kind of think, if you're going to keep it going, it has to be Corbin, but I'm not sure. Bayley versus, I could see Corbin definitely being in the Royal Rumble this year, by the way.
Yeah.
Bayley versus Nia Jax. Again, that's interesting. This will be the first time I think Nia Jax will have had to do an extended match.
Yes.
Not a squash match. So this will be the first time we'll actually see where she's at. To me, she looks super green. I'm not sure Bayley can pull this off. I know they'll have practiced the shit out of it, though. And the crowd will be into it. Does Bayley hold on to the championship, though?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
I think Bayley's still your... Bayley's still your chick until, I don't know.
That's the thing is, as we look at the Divas fail in the major leagues, now the NXT Divas or chicks or the female roster, whatever you want to say, down
bitches.
There, is no longer all that special.
Like, no.
Like all the great matches we've been seeing, there's no match they can build to that I'm looking forward to.
No,
not
but
one.
I
except
think...
for Bayley versus Asuka. And
yeah.
Yeah, that would be it.
And that'll be it. But I think Dana Brooke is going to be the one that takes the title from Bayley down the road.
It could be. It could be. And here's another one. Talk about... And I like that they're trying with guys like this, but Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson are the champions now. And to me, they're missing something. But it's a pretty good feud against Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy with Carmella.
Mm-hmm.
This is for the tag team championship. The idea being that Wilder and Dawson, the mechanics. Are they still going to that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. And it was that they injured him. They've been injuring a lot of people's legs and stuff like
that.
They injured Cassidy earlier. The thing about it is, I think it'll have good heat, but I don't know that the match will be that good again.
No, exactly. That's the whole thing, is I don't know. I don't think the match really will. It'll be about the entrance, and I don't know. I don't know. But then you got Finn Balor.
But again, the storyline is good for every single one of those. Asuka versus Emma has a good storyline. Bayley versus Nia is a cool storyline. Cruz and Corbin has a long-term storyline here.
Yeah.
And this is a long-term storyline. So as far as the build, all this is good, and my interest from that. It's just that they're in an interesting place where they've lost a lot of talent there, and they have some guys that are ready to come up.
Yeah.
And the other guys who aren't ready to come up. And maybe why the guys that we say are ready to come up aren't actually is because they need to be able to carry these other guys. Yeah, that's when they're really ready. And this is where we find out, and we just don't know. So it's a weird... It doesn't have the same, like, oh, I can't wait for this match, I can't wait for this match, this will be good, that a lot of these takeovers have had in the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the main event does.
It's true.
Finn Balor and Samoa Joe, what do you think is happening? And how good will it be?
I think it'll be really good. I think you're going to have a crowd that's going to be super hot for it. I think this will be a great
match. I think it could be 4.5 stars.
And I think Finn's going to win.
I think Samoa Joe's going to win, but I'm not 100% sure. But I think Joe wins, but either way, I think that it's going to be great. And then the other thing is that Sami Zayn should be there.
Well, they're going to be taping TV on this, similar to what they did with Brooklyn.
Yeah.
When they did. So I think that's when whatever his name is, the Drifter or whatever, is going to debut. And review or whatever the fuck
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah,
and Sami Zayn as well. So I don't know if Zayn's going to be on Takeover. Or...
That's one of the reasons why I see those Zayn versus. Though they did already have a match with Zayn versus Balor on this UK tour.
Yes.
So maybe they are setting that up. But that's why I think I could see Zayn versus Joe a little bit more. Seems a little more likely to me. But again, I don't see Zayn being in NXT for long. I think he's coming up.
Yeah.
Also, so...
But he's coming up after Mania, so...
I don't know. I think he's coming up before that. The thing is, before the injury, he was... Well, maybe. But the thing is, he was already up. Like, when he showed up against
Cena. That was his debut.
Yeah. So, now it's like, once they see he's healthy and he's back, then I don't see any reason why he wouldn't be up.
Right.
Except for the fact that maybe they consider the depth down there to have changed.
Down where?
Down there. So... I'm still really looking forward to it, just because of that main event alone.
Are you looking forward to the action-packed pre-show with the panel of Renee Young, Tom Phillips, Kyle Edwards, and Lita?
I'll say that their panels are usually better than the main event.
You know how to spell
main
panel.
Roster panels. Oh, how?
P-anal.
Yeah. I saw that in
It does bring Renee Paquette and Ardo Cal back together.
It does. Okay, and then a final battle is on Friday. I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be great. I wish it wasn't a Friday.
No,
because we'd probably watch it together if it was like a Sunday.
That's true.
But it being a Friday,
I won't watch it.
Well, I have plans that Friday. I'm ordering it. I'm going to watch it at home.
Mm-hmm.
But when am I going to get to it that weekend? I don't know. It's like we get near Christmas. Every single weekend and every single day is more and more packed with activities.
Yes.
So it's kind of shitty that way, but I'm still really looking forward to it. I've already ordered it. So
is it on the pay per view?
It's on the pay per view.
Like
I got the HD
pay per view.
Yeah, I've ordered the HD pay per view for at home.
Okay.
And so that means it'll be taped. But I mean, yeah. When will I watch it? And so I will contact you to see if you can come over for a couple hours to watch it.
Yeah,
because it should be really good. It's got the number one contenders triple threat tag team match, Young Bucks versus All Night Express versus the Briscoes, spot fest. But it'll be fantastic.
Moose.
Unbreakable Michael Elgin versus Moose. Elgin this is basically a number one contenders match.
Yeah.
Elgin has to really go over because Elgin is going to face Jay Lethal at the Tokyo Dome.
Yeah.
Which will not be on pay-per-view this year.
Nope.
Which sucks because I would have ordered it again.
Yeah.
Especially if you had Jim Ross. But it's not going to be. I'm still going to watch it because I have New Japan World. But
is there an English thing in New Japan World? Isn't it?
Fuck no.
I thought it's going to be Stryker and Kevin Kelly that are calling it.
Oh, maybe for this. Maybe for this one event. And if so, that'll help. That'll help.
That's what.
But even then, you have to watch it on your computer because they don't have an app on Xbox One or Samsung TV or PS4 or whatever. Which is one of the things that's really hurting.
Couldn't you put it through?
No.
How are you going to watch it on your computer?
No, something about what New Japan does doesn't let that happen. I know. I've tried.
Sneak up on you.
Yeah, I know. It's like a Pearl Harbor job.
What?
But either way, Elgin should win, but it should be cool. Dalton Castle versus Silas Young. Silas Young now is the boys. The thing is, the boys used to be with Castle. They used to be kind of feminine. Yeah,
girly.
And now they're becoming more and more like the real man. They're becoming more manly.
Yes.
They've fallen into the indoctrination. Dalton Castle has a ton of charisma. He's a good wrestler. He's gotten rid of a kind of his peacock type outfit. Yeah. He needs to bring that back.
Yeah.
Other than that, this should be good.
But, yeah, that should be fine. Silas Young still, there's something about him. Just, I don't know, with that he does that manly gimmick, and then his finish is, like, really gay.
Silas Young is good where he is. Like, he's not good enough to leave ROH, but he's a good mid-card act in ROH. He'll have some good matches.
Yeah, and he's got that, what is his name, Beer City Bruiser?
Bruiser, and he's awesome.
He is great.
Yeah, they're a great team. I actually like them as a team. You got Alex Shelley, ACH, and Reborn. Matt Sydal versus The Addiction and Chris Sabin. Of course, the thing about here is the Motor City Machine Guns
explode.
Explode, and that's the real thing. And will they cut back together? Won't they? There's been a long-term storyline built into this.
Yeah,
exactly. There was the KDM. Group that turned out to be the Addiction and Saban, and then this one of the members from the group started costing Addiction all these matches. Turned out to be Shelley. It's a pretty cool storyline, and I like it. And the match should be great.
Oh yeah,
Bobby Fish versus Roderick Strong for the ROH World Television Championship.
That'd
if
be
this
great.
Is less than 4 stars, I'll be amazed.
Yeah, that'll be great.
It'd be awesome. Roderick Strong is such a good. Like, they're both great.
Yeah.
War Machine versus the Kingdom.
Yes,
I think
Taven and Bennett.
Yeah, I think War Machine gets the championships here. Should be pretty good.
Well, that's because Taven and Bennett are going to go to NXT.
Probably, yeah.
In February, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I think this is where they probably get the belts. And the the grudge match: Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly.
Yeah.
These two had a grudge match once before a couple years ago. It was one of the bloodiest matches I ever saw. What'll be interesting will be if this is. They try and do that again, or if they have a wrestling match. Either way, they should have a great match.
I was going to say.
They're both great.
And they're both so much better than they were. As good as they were, they're so much better now. And so
back then, there were two young guys trying to prove that they were good enough to be there.
Yeah.
Now they're two guys who are as good as anybody
out there. And I think they'll have a wrestling match. I don't think it'll be
I don't think they need the smoke and mirrors of the blood match before, but. But I've seen that Cole is willing to do it. I mean, went and had like staples in his head against Briscoe and stuff like that. Like and then the main event should be Jay Lethal versus the phenomenal AJ Styles. This one is the X factor because it should be a wicked match. But we don't know if Styles is healthy enough to actually be there.
What you're doing really is you're dichotomizing Jay Lethal's opponent from the Wrestle Kingdom 10 show.
Yeah,
on January 4th in Tokyo Dome, because what you've got is you've got Unbreakable Michael Elgin, and here you've got the Breakable AJ Styles.
Yeah, his back is a really rough shape. He's supposed to take on Shinsei Nakamura at Nakamura. That's it. At the Tokyo Dome for the Intercontinental Belt. And again, I don't know if he'll be healthy for then. And if he competes in this match, will that affect his ability to be then? And if you can only do one, that he should do Tokyo Dome, not this one.
Right.
This kind of sucks for them, though. They've built it up for a long time. If he can't go, It'll be interesting to see who they put in there with Lethal.
How good of a match will Jay Lethal versus Chris Hero be?
Well, that's it. Do you bring in a Chris Hero? Do you bring in an outside guy like that? Or is it the winner of, say, Cole versus Riley gets the shot? Like, or you know, like, what do you do? No matter what, Lethal's probably not losing it because he's going to face Elgin in the
Tokyo. Exactly. So, I mean, that's the thing. And they've actually got a working agreement now with ROH and PWG.
Yes, which means they could bring in some of these guys from PWG again, too, because there's some guys there. But that's an interesting thing that they were able to kind of build that working agreement.
And no Young Bucks on this show.
No, I said number one contenders, a triple threat tag team match. Young Bucks versus All Night Express versus the Briscoes. They'll probably open.
Oh, there you go.
And it'll be off. It'll be crazy. So that'd be great.
Okay.
The actual opener will be YouTube exclusive of Cheeseburger versus Brutal Bob. And you know what? It'll suck, but I'll watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, my only thing is, will Bushwhacker Luke be there?
I hope so. It's possible.
It was great.
It's possible. So anyways, this will be a great event, too. I actually think this should be better than NXT. So
yeah.
I think definitely take a look at buying the pay-per-view or even getting the ringside deal and then getting a discount on the pay-per-views for ROH is a good deal. Really pretty cost inexpensive for great wrestling
and
action.
You know what? You got
all better booking and better wrestling than WWE.
And all leading, all of this needs, you've got
better
TLC. You're going to have
TLC was good.
TakeOver. You're going to have Final Battle. And then it all culminates with...
And Tokyo Dome. And then you got...
No, but it all culminates a week from tomorrow with the Slammies.
All right, that's it. We're going to wrap it up. And I'm going to go home and I'm going to watch the Steve Austin, Shawn Michaels podcast. And we'll talk about that probably.
Next week.
The idea is after NXT, hopefully we'll get a chance to do a show here.
Yeah, hopefully.
Midweek.
We'll do that at some point this week. But all right, so that's going to do it. So in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Are we OET?
Yeah.
Okay. We're off air, right?
Of course.
Okay. So can you confirm to me your physical location Saturday morning about 10:30?
Yeah. I don't understand why you just didn't pull out and leave.